این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place: Husseiniya Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Methods of Islamic Invitation. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, entered Medina and established a government, he did not wait to gain great power. He carried out his invitation more widely and made people aware of their personal, social, and political duties. Quranic invitations, both in Holy Mecca and in Medina, were not personal invitation between individual and Almighty Allah. It can be said that without exception, Allah's invitations, even in things that are individuals' personal duties, personal relationships between man and Allah, carry social and political sense.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, we try to shed light on some of the sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great leader and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. On the subject of despair and disappointment, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Despair is of the army of Satan, and hopefulness is that of God. Always be hopeful." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is in fact warning us about two paths of life, one of which is despair and results in Satan and hell, and the other is hope, which culminates in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and finally heaven. Although lots of difficulties may hinder the path of life of us, we shouldn't get disappointed in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is mentioned in the 9th verse of Surah Al-Maryam, "Never have I, my Lord, been disappointed in supplicating you." According to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined some ways to help people overcome their despair.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
Man should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His mercy to people, helps them, and solves the problems of the needy. Therefore, he isn't allowed to neglect nor be despaired of God's mercy. There are lots of verses in the Holy Book of Quran which indicate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala toward all of His servants, and that is a proof for our hope in His love and attention. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, following the teachings of Quran, is just warning us, and we should keep that in mind, that all things are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing will happen if He doesn't permit it. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about disappointment and despair. In that regard, he said, "Despair is of the army of Satan, and hopefulness is that of God. Always be hopeful."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruh al-Ali Khomeini, 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 Khom every night and every day,
every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.